Chapter 4. One of the most difficult things to think about in life is one's regrets. Something will happen to you, and you will do the wrong thing, and for years afterward you will wish you had done something different. For instance, sometimes, when I'm walking along the seashore, or visiting the grave of a friend, I will remember a day, a long time ago, when I didn't bring a flashlight with me to a place where I should have brought a flashlight, and the results were disastrous. Why didn't I bring a flashlight? I think to myself, even though it is too late to do anything about it. I should have brought a flashlight. For years after this moment in the lives of the Baudelaire orphans, Klaus thought of the time when he and his siblings realized that Stefano was actually Count Olaf, and was filled with regret that he didn't call out to the driver of the taxicab, who was beginning to drive back down the driveway. "Stop!" Klaus would think to himself, even though it was too late to do anything about it. "Stop! Take this man away!" Of course, it is perfectly understandable that Klaus and his sisters were too surprised to act so quickly, but Klaus would lie awake in bed years later, thinking that maybe, just maybe, if he had acted in time, he could have saved Uncle Monty's life. But he didn't. As the Baudelaire orphans stared at Count Olaf, the taxi drove back down the driveway, and the children were alone with their nemesis, a word which here means the worst enemy you could imagine. Olaf smiled at them the way Uncle Monty's Mongolian mean snake would smile when a white mouse was placed in its cage each day for dinner. "Perhaps one of you might carry my suitcase into my room," he suggested in his wheezy voice. "The ride along that smelly road was dull and unpleasant, and I am very tired." "If anyone ever deserved to travel along Lousy Lane," Violet said, glaring at him, "it is you, Count Olaf. We will certainly not help you with your luggage, because we will not let you in this house." Olaf frowned at the orphans, and then looked this way and that, as if he expected to see someone hiding behind the snake-shaped hedges. "Who is Count Olaf?" he asked quizzically. "My name is Stefano. I am here to assist Montgomery with his upcoming expedition to Peru. I assume you three are midgets who work as servants in the Montgomery home."
"We are not midgets," Klaus said sternly. "We are children. And you are not Stefano, you are Count Olaf. You may have grown a beard and shaved your eyebrow, but you are still the same despicable person, and we will not let you in this house."
"Filter!"
Sunny shrieked, which probably meant something like, "I agree."